Hello.
Good evening, ma'am. Yes, I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm sorry, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To start off, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet?
No.
Or television?
No.
No. Okay. And are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. So you are 18. And to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
73.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will hold the November 2024 elections for president, congress, and office? Will you definitely vote? Probably
vote? Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
So you're definitely going to vote, okay?
Yes.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I have standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, improving the economy, reducing crime, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, investing in maternal health and make pregnancy and childbirth safer, lowering the cost of healthcare prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing gun violence, fighting inflation, improving K-12 public school education.
I think the gun violence and education is my top priorities.
The gun violence and the education.
Okay. Yes.
Gun violence and education. There you are. Okay, perfect. All right, so let's move forward here. Now, thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Say them again. I think it's the third one. What was the third one you said?
Yeah, you're either keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead.
Keeping up. Just keeping up.
Okay. Appreciate you. All right, now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which one you think is the biggest reason. I have too many young people not being properly parented and raised, too many guns flooding our streets, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by.
I think it's too many guns in the streets.
Okay. Okay. They're flooding the streets, right?
Yeah. Easy access.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Not much.
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. Gotcha. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No.
You oppose or support?
I support it. No, I don't.
You don't. You oppose it. Okay. Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you find them very warm and favorable, 50 means you find them so-so, and 0, no, not at all. So any number from 0 to 100. Let's start with the first one. Critical race theory or CRT from 0 to 100.
50.
Okay, got you. How about Kamala Harris?
I don't know. 75, okay. I don't know.
75, thank you. How about Kevin McCarthy?
Ha! 10.
A 10, got you. How about gay rights movement?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Say 80. Support 80. Him. Whatever.
Got you. How about Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce.
Did you say Beyonce?
That is correct.
25.
25. How about Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero. Barack Obama?
About a 60.
60. And last but not least, Joe Biden?
An 80.
80. Got you. Okay. Let's move forward here. Now, I know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for who would you vote?
Biden.
Biden. Got you. Let's move forward here. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means, yeah, that would be a major impact in my life. 5, somewhat of an impact. And 0, no impact at all. You can choose from any number 0 to 10. So the first
is this going to take much longer? Because
no,
I have things
done.
To do. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Climate change. How much will that affect your life or impact your life? 0 to 10.
5.
A 5. How about crime and violence in this country?
10.
10. Okay. Affirmative action ending?
Five.
5, okay. And the country's economy going into a recession soon?
Oh, a 9.
A 9, okay. Got you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, tell me if you agree or disagree. Here's the first one. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Next one. Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room for a gender they were assigned at birth. Agree or disagree?
Oh, wow. Read that again.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Agree or disagree?
Right. I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to treatment facilities instead of prison. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. How about the government should provide free child care to all families?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Athletes should compete in sports based on gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
I strongly agree with that.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
For all adult citizens?
Correct.
Oh, no. Not that I couldn't use it, but no.
You disagree. Is that somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I strongly agree.
All right. Now, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Caring for a family member with a serious health condition, mothers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, sickness or serious injury, death of a family member, or fathers adopting a child.
Okay, now what was the question? I heard the answers.
So which situation should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Out of the ones I just mentioned.
Yes. When the mother has a baby.
Okay. So mother is giving birth to a child.
Giving birth.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life?
Ma'am.
Very often, often, not too often, or not at all?
Not too often. Not too often.
Got you. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last
Are you
months?
Just about finished?
100%, believe me. Now,
come on.
Violent crimes such as assault, has that happened to you or a family member in the last 12 months?
No.
No. How about money or property was stolen?
No.
No. And car was stolen or broken into?
No.
No. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
No. Got you. Now, these are the last questions. They're for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single. Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
What would you describe urban?
I'm sorry?
Describe urban.
Okay. So basically urban. All right. So in a situation, urban community. I want to get a definition from the internet so I'm not off. It's a... urban area. Most inhabitants of urban areas have non-agricultural jobs. It's an urban area is the region surrounding a city.
Okay. I'll go with rural.
Okay. Rural is basically you're miles away from your next neighbor.
Oh, no, well, then it's urban.
Okay, got you.
Oh,
got you.
No, yeah, it's urban. That's what
got
I thought.
You.
Okay.
Now, how often do you attend church or religious services?
Oh, wow.
Twice a week?
Not too often.
Several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, tell me if you often regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN? Very often, somewhat often, not that often.
Somewhat often, somewhat often.
How about network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Usually I watch Fox News, and I do that on a regular basis.
Okay, so I do have Fox News. I'll put very often. How about MSNBC?
Sometimes. Not too often.
Okay, not that often. Okay. How about your local TV news?
Fox News is my local TV news.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong
yes.
Democrat?
A strong
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, or no health insurance?
Medicare and Medicaid.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
You, okay. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75.
Under 50.
Under 50, gotcha. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, indeed.
No, okay. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience. I know it's kind
You're
of
welcome.
Long, but you've been very patient with me. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.